Did you find it, Bendis?
I have an idea, but I'm not sure, Axel.
Come on, Bendis. This is what we brought you on the force for, so you can track down these scumbag comic dealers.
Just because the feds made comic books illegal doesn't make the people who make them into some kind of degenerates.
Anyone who breaks the law in my town is a scumbag in my eyes.
So what am I then? I used to write comic books, but now I'm a police officer.
You are not a police officer, son. You're a consultant. Don't you forget that. Now do your job and show me where this illegal printing op is.
Just so you know, I am well aware of what my role is here and cannot wait for all of this to be over, because once this is done, we're done.
I'm glad we're finally on the same page.
Now follow me. Like I said, I have an idea. This is it.
This rundown warehouse is where you think the biggest printing syndicate in the city is operating?
Can you think of any other reason why mass shipments of paper and printing ink would be delivered here every day for the past month? There's something fishy going on here, and the only way we're going to get to the bottom of it is if we look around.
We should split up and start searching.
I'd like that.
On second thought, I'll go look around. You stay here and watch the car.
Fine by me. I'll just relax in the car. Can I help you?
Bendis! Is that you?
Holy crap, Moore?
Oh my goodness, it is you! The Bendis. What, it's been like 10 years since we worked together?
Yeah, about 10 years. Listen, what are you doing way out here?
I'm drawing comic books, of course. The press is putting out some good stuff, man. Almost as good as the books we used to write together. It's great to see that you're going to be writing for them.
I'm not out here to write comic books.
Then what kind of work are you doing for the publication?
I'm not with the publication, all right? Listen, Moore, you need to get the hell out of here right now.
Oh, so that's how it is. Hey, I actually picked up something recently. I've been keeping it wrapped in my jacket for good luck, but I think it might be better if you had it. Here, it's a gift.
Moore, stop. I don't want your shit, all right?
Isn't it you that said one man's shit is another man's—
Freeze, dirtbag!
Axel?
Who's that?
Oh my god, Axel, no! You're crazy. He was just talking to me.
That gangbanger was gonna pull something, I could feel it.
What? How could you possibly—
Listen to me, Bendis. The way I see it, I just saved your life, so please cut your attitude.
Where are we going?
Back to the station. SWAT is en route to that dump that we just left, and I am en route to the nearest rum and coke I can get my hands on. What do you say we call her a day, son?
Yeah, I think I need to talk to my wife.
Hey, hon. How was work?
Today was eventful. How was the diner, May?
It was fine. Another day, another dollar, you know? Go ahead and sit down, sweetie. Supper's ready.
Yeah, I actually ran into an old friend of ours today.
Oh, yeah? Who was it?
It was Moore.
Oh, good old Moore. I haven't heard from him since I stopped editing your guys' comic books, you know?
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while either.
So, how's he doing?
Well, he actually passed away.
Oh, what happened?
He got involved in the printing syndicate, and well, my partner took him out today.
I see.
You know, he actually gave me this gift before it happened, though.
Oh yeah? What could be in here?
What do you think?
We need to destroy this.
Excuse me, May? This is a copy of Action Fantasy number 1. This comic book was once considered an artifact, you know.
Well, all it's worth nowadays is a trip to the morgue. Just look at what happened to Moore.
Nobody's going to find out about this, okay, May? We just have to keep it a secret.
Bendy, you need to let go. Listen, I had a great time working as your editor back in the day, but those days are past. And right now, we need to focus on our future.
Okay, but I don't see why we can't keep the book.
Because it is contraband, and it puts our future at risk. You know how hard it's been these past few years, having to completely start over, but now we're finally starting to regain some stability in our lives. Would you be willing to throw all of that away by holding on to that comic book, Bendy?
Yeah. Yeah, you know what, May? You're right.
Are you gonna be all right, sweetie?
Yeah, honey, I'm fine. I just think I better take this to the station before I get cold feet.
Oh, I'll come with you.
No, May, I have to do this on my own. Could you put my supper in the fridge, sweetie?
Of course, Bendy. I'll see you when you get home.
Hey, sir, why are you doing in the park so late at night?
I'm just thinking, kid.
Well, hey, while you're busy doing that, how would you give me a light?
Oh, sure.
Thanks, man. I've been itching for a dart all day.
No problem, but aren't you a little young to be smoking?
Aren't you a little old to be talking up kids in the park at night?
Fair enough.
You know, it's pretty rich, getting judged by a guy who obviously hides his smoking habit.
But I don't smoke, kid.
Oh, yeah? Then explain the lighter.
Oh, this? I actually just bought this thing. And actually, I'm going to use it to destroy something from my past.
What? Dude, that is so ridiculous. What's the sense in lighting shit on fire in the park?
Yeah, actually, now that you mention it, burning this bag does seem pretty silly.
I mean, whatever you have in there must be worth something, right?
Yeah, you could say it's priceless to me.
See? Now go resell whatever's in there and make it rain, man. You got somewhere to be, mister?
Hey, kid, you never told me what you were doing in this park so late at night.
Well, actually, mister, I guess you could say that I also have some valuables that I'm trying to sell, if you catch my drift.
Sorry, I left my cash at home. So what, you stay out at night hustling, then you go to class in the day?
Hell no, school is for chumps, man. I'm hustling 24/7, my man.
Is that so? You know, I was just like you once. Take this. I think you might need it more than me.
Jeez, thanks, sir.
Well, I gotta run, kid. Oh, yeah. Promise me you'll get a use out of what's in that bag before you sell it.
Can do, sir.
That was Movies You'll Never See, produced by the brilliant minds of NR92.